This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, instead of this being the Good Day program, because it sounds like it is with the players involved, it isn't. It's the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the items that are on the lists from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com, these lists, stories, the people. Also, gooddayshow.com, right? Or is it goodaynetworks.com, Jay? No, it's
goodayshow.com.
Yay! Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen is here. This, according to some people, according to experts, is the most important radio hour of the week. Or radio hours, because the Talk Radio Countdown show goes along with the Talk Radio Review with Ms. Horn, who's here from KRLA in Los Angeles, and also this program, Jay Kirshner, who has known that her fate would be in my hands, perhaps for the rest of her career.
Dun,
can you imagine?
Dun,
dun. Dun. Look at it. Hasn't done Jennifer. What are you chuckling for? Hasn't done
funny.
You such a bad job. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So you've got, you're like, you mold us. How about that? You're an architect. Or, or what do you call it when you're, come on. A sculptor.
Sculpting. Yes.
This shows you where my brain is like holding
sculpting. Yes, right, exactly. All right, let's see here. Before we get into the list, I always like one when Jennifer's here, at least one good L.A. story. And so here's one that we can use to kick off our general conversation. The mother who gave birth to a baby during the power outage at the hospital this past week.
Yeah.
All right. Jacob Phoenix Villabona was delivered this year. What caused the power? It wasn't that little storm that blew through. There was hardly any wind and hardly any rain.
No, and nobody has answered what has caused the power outage, actually. It was at White Memorial Hospital, which is in downtown Los Angeles. And this happened after the hurricane, which was what was our week's theme this week, which is the hurricane and the earthquake on Sunday. But no one knows what happened, and firefighters had to evacuate, literally by hand, because the elevators were out.
Didn't work.
An entire, I think, a whole wing of a hospital, and a lot of these people couldn't help them back. Pretty crazy. So there was, like, people who were in a rehab area, then they had the NICU, which is really dangerous. That's a newborn ICU, and then they had the OBGYN area. And so they evacuated these people down the stairs, and somebody ended up having a baby, like, in the parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah, because there was no place for them to go. But
this is on your side of the hill, too, right?
This was in downtown L.A.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, well, there you have it, folks. The latest hot news from the hot city of L.A. I suppose we can bring that around to talk about number 10 on the story list this week, which are all the storms and the heat and things like that. And, of course, it's all about climate change. So please, right now, while you have this all on your mind, go buy an electric car. It'll fix everything. He'll be all set. All right, so that's number 10 on the list. The BRICS Summit. I want to talk about that a little bit. Hold on. The death of Mr. Prigozhin.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Allegedly.
He's allegedly dead or allegedly...
I don't trust anything about this story.
Really? You don't? Really? But wait, where would he go hide? Did he come to... Like
well, did he try to take his own death to get away? Did Putin try to off him? I mean, there's just, you know, there's a lot going on.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But Joe Biden said, I knew this was going to happen.
Of course.
That was it. Okay, speaking about Biden, number 7, the impeachment inquiry. What's new this week in that? I didn't see anything about that. Maybe
the impeachment inquiry?
Yeah.
They want to file that against Joe Biden.
Well, but they've been talking about that for months.
Yeah.
No new. What's
Welcome
new
to
there?
The Republican Party.
Yeah, okay. Number 6, another story that hasn't changed much this week, immigration problems on the border. Duh. All right, there's Mike. There's our educated commentary on the problems on the border. We have a problem. You need a new administration to fix it. These guys are not going to do a damn thing to fix any of this. Even if there's a lot of pressure from people who are voters, nah, this is the right thing to do. Let them all come in. I told you the story on the air, I think, didn't I, Jay? Maybe, Jennifer, you weren't here. Or maybe, Jen, you were here and Jay wasn't. I'm not sure. I think I told the story earlier this week about how there are a bunch of Haitian refugees who have found their way to my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. So the state just decided to plop them in a motel here. They didn't really tell anybody they were going to do it until they got here. And so the Board of Health went down to check them, make sure they didn't have rabies or whatever people have that come from wherever they came from, because nobody knows actually how they got here. And they found three of the 30 people had ankle bracelets on, so they must be really pillars of society in Haiti. Get up here. And then the fellow, the director of the health department, went into the next room at the hotel and found four people smoking pot. And so one would wonder, if they don't have any money, they don't have any food, where'd they get the pot? Right? That's a reasonable question.
That's a great question, yeah.
I know. That's a good question. Yep. Okay, so that's my immigration horror story for the week. Number five, all of the conversation about crime. This is from Idaho. I don't know how many of you heard this or not. Fate of Brian Koberger. Remember him?
Yeah.
The guy who was charged with the murders of those four University of Idaho students. He waived his right to a speedy trial. What does that mean?
That means he has more time. Yeah, more time to put together a defense.
What's his defense? Didn't they catch him red-handed?
Well, he denies that he did it, and there's evidence linking him. I mean, the sheath of a knife that belonged to him was near one of the bodies, all that stuff. But he wants more time. His lawyers want more time. So he would rather spend more time in jail than have the right to a speedy trial.
What are the chances of him getting offed by somebody in jail?
You never know these days. You know, I hate to play predictions because nothing is normal. You know, it looks like he did it, but his legal team says that he didn't or that there's more to the story, so...
You know, when I'm all the crime shows on TV, I'm waiting for somebody to come up with a way. Okay, I didn't do it, and the lawyers and the guys, like Paul Drake, remember him from Perry Mason? He was their investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Get the investigator to find out who really killed these women, and we'll present that evidence in court.
Start with the OJ story, because remember, he said he was going to find who really did it.
Right.
That did not happen.
Yes. No, well, yes, it did, but. He didn't want to look at himself in the mirror, so there you go. All right, let's see here. Number four, the president visits Hawaii. How much time should we spend on that? Welcome to take your time.
Well, I mean, I think it's atrocious what he did when he was there.
We expect that from you.
Well, no, I expect that from everybody.
I agree with
the
you.
People of Hawaii are upset. I mean, the guy came to Hawaii. He walks through the place where it's like people's bodies are still buried. He said, wow, this ground is still hot. Makes a joke about it. And then goes and tells people a story saying, well, I can understand. You know, you lost your home and your daughter. Well, I can understand because, you know, I almost lost my cat and my Corvette in a fire at my home. That story has been debunked. It was a small kitchen fire. He didn't come close to losing anything. And how dare you tell that to someone who just found their husband's ring because their body was just literally burned to ashes.
Burned to a crisp, as
they say. It's just... It's so rude. And then he goes to this event and he sits down and he's watching this event for the victims. And there are videos everywhere wondering if the guy is asleep because he looks like he's asleep.
He's the president.
There are still 850 people minimum missing. I mean, this is not okay. There's just no shred of empathy at all. It's very sad.
But people say, Jennifer, you should have empathy for him. He's an old timer. Where's your empathy for Joe?
But seriously, I mean, in all seriousness, you've got 800 children that are, these are kids that are missing. It's just, it's really heavy, and I don't know.
Exasperating.
Yeah.
I think is the word for it, because we have such terrible leadership all the way around.
Awful. I'm praying with you, I am so sorry, we're here to help, we'll do whatever we can. That's all he had to say. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. There weren't people scripting it well enough. Okay, so that's Joe in Maui. Now, his son, Hunter, is at number three this week because that investigation continues. But I didn't see anything really new this week. It's the usual hubbub. And the focus
part is that there's now an investigation going on about how many times Hunter used Air Force Two when Joe was vice president to use it to fly places, essentially, to go make his business deals. And
Not only do they have a log,
but now the photos are emerging. So all of a sudden, you're seeing the photos of Hunter, how they slide him into the limo when Joe was making these trips. He was there. I think they caught him like 30 different times so far on camera in all these different places and places in which he was making deals. And so then you have to go, okay, was he using this as his own first class airline?
Okay, that's stupid to do that. I mean, that's blatant. And do they think the American public is asleep?
The American public is mostly asleep because most of the mainstream media outlets won't cover stories like this.
Wait a minute.
You don't know.
Jennifer, did you hear? There's something fabulous happening on HBO Max.
Tell me, I love it.
CNN is going to have its own spot, so you can get more news quicker on HBO Max. It's laughable.
I just want, like, one. I forget the Fox, forget the everything. I just want, like, one
news
source.
Kind of, but you've
got Chris Cuomo on there. I don't know. I just want one news source that's apolitical.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't do politics. He's doing his shrug your shoulders routine. I think it's good. I like Dave. What's his name? Dave, not Dave Matthews. I always say Dave Matthews.
He's great. He's a good news reporter.
Right, exactly. All right, and number one on the hit parade this week on the talk radio countdown show, as far as the story list is concerned, are the indictments for the Georgia election. That requires more time than we have here to talk about it, whether you're interested in talking about the actual photo, the mug shot that was released, the polls about whether Trump is in big trouble because of this, whether he turned himself in late at night, what was that all about, all of this stuff. There's a lot of huzzarai, and so we'll get into that later on during the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer, Jay, and Doug, 18 after the hour now.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Ford's Ted Ryan told me they added even more images and brochures to the Ford Heritage Vault. They've got thousands in there. And now it includes almost all of Ford's concept cars.
We tried to have it a universal library and have every single concept. There were a few we couldn't find photos of, or to make them rights free, we can't put anything in there that has actors or talent. So there were a couple of concepts that the only pictures had, you know, actors or people that were standing next to them. So there's a few that we couldn't put in there. My favorite things are the brochures. So for like the Mustang One, which was a concept car that was a early version of a two-seater mid-engine Ford concept. There were two built. One was a working prototype that was raced by Dan Gurney at Watkins Glen. The other was a fiberglass concept that's now on display at the Henry Ford Museum, and it looks just like the Speed Racer car.
Check out my articles on CarPro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
This is the overview that we do every week of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Social media time, the items that are trending in social media. We have some thoughts on the debate. I thought this was interesting. Fox and Friends host Carly, is it Shimkus? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shimkus, right? She has provided some details on Rudy Giuliani and what's going on with him as a co-conspirator in the election case. And this is all in light on social media. You'll be shocked to hear that Representative Omar from Minnesota mocked Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani.
No, come on.
I know, isn't that
amazing? He's such a big fan. What happened?
I know, right, exactly. Yeah, and so unbiased and so open-minded. Yeah. Anyway, we all know
this was the big week where they all had to turn themselves in. They had to turn themselves in by Friday. So all the mugshots were hot off the presses this week. And there were some people who we've seen before and some people who we haven't. Rudy was probably the most, I think, loud when he did it.
Yeah, right. He was indicted with all these other people. He was actually booked on 13 charges, Jennifer.
First time in the nation's history where someone's legal team gets indicted for something like this.
Right. I mean, well, they're all lawyers. They don't have to hire lawyers. They're all lawyers themselves, right?
I guess so.
Rudy had to cough up $150,000. Is that what Trump came up
Trump's
with?
Trump's bail was $200,000, but he actually used a bail bondsman.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he put up for security?
I don't know, but he used a bail bondsman. That's what I heard.
What a, oh my God, what a circus. All right, other social media. Your thoughts on the Republican debate. Jay, would you please share some of our listeners' thoughts on the debate? I notice we don't have many comments, which would indicate not many people watched the debate. Matter of fact, I think I saw the stats on this, Jennifer and Jay. It was half of the viewership of the first Republican debate 4 years ago.
So I don't remember. I think it was, I just saw the number for this year, but I don't remember what it was. 4 years ago, it could be true. 12.8 million was the number.
But when
you compare it to Tucker and Trump on Twitter or on X, whatever we're calling it, last time I checked, which was about 24 hours ago, it was over 200 million views.
Well, you know, I think it's just a coincidence that he did it at the same time they had the Republican debate, don't you think?
No.
Oh, really? Was it a coincidence? No, Chuck. Really? And I heard that Donald Trump called, what's his face, and not the other way around.
Tucker Carlson, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody, I don't know, I was shouting about this. I was like from the beginning, do not go to that debate and find some kind of counter programming. I had hoped they had done it on your friends at News Nation. I said, he should have been News Nation or even CNN.
You know who was on News Nation last night? What's his face? What's the guy's name from New York, the rep who's a lying
George
SOB?
Santos.
That's right. Yeah, he was. That was an interesting interview. Okay, so let's have a few of these thoughts, Jay, would you please, on the debate?
Yeah, regarding the Republican debate, Terry said, I watched half and admire Nikki Haley and Tim Scott, too, but we have a way to go. They start campaigning way too early. Where was the American flag during this debate backstage?
Great question, yes.
And we do need a change in leadership. God help America.
Mm-hmm.
Tanny Lombatis says, my thought was that the worst Republican candidate would be a million times better than anything the Democrats have to offer.
I'd say that woman was a Republican. What do you think?
Well,
put money on that?
To that. I think she's right, even though there's some of those on the stage that should exit stage right.
All right. What else?
And David Everham said, I thought that the numbers 5 to 8 should go home, but the other 4 fight it out for the primary.
Probably what's going to happen
like
here,
how
pal.
The numbers of 5.
You got it. Right. It's 28 after here.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is blasting mainstream media coverage of former President Trump's surrender to authorities in Atlanta yesterday. Ramaswamy said this is an indictment not of Donald Trump, but of our national civic health. He's accused the Biden administration of charging Trump to stop him from running for president. President Trump calls this election interference by his political opponents. U.S. officials are condemning North Korea's attempt to launch a spy satellite. A spokesman for the National Security Council called the move a brazen violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions and says it raises tensions in the region. North Korea's second attempt to launch a satellite into orbit failed yesterday due to a malfunction. Today is officially National Banana Split Day. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's Jen, and don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Four at the hour now. This is a talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits, the stories. We've gone through a number of them. We keep going through the story, and the people list as well. Here, Jennifer Horn, Carol A. in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is number one radio personality, according to the voting. That probably continues to go on every day. Let's get more Jennifer, more of the time. And then there's Jay Kirshner, who's the number one person on this program. We have lots of people complaining this week, Jennifer, and I know you've heard this before. One woman sent me a really hot. She was hot under the collar because I keep interrupting Jay. Uh-oh. You never had that problem with me, did you?
Oh, gosh, no.
All right, enough about that. Let's go to, I was just looking at the list, the comments from social media here, Jay, and there's the focus on BRICS. So maybe we ought to spend some time on that, because I think that not a lot of people, never mind, didn't know anything about BRICS. We know kind of what a BRIC is, but what's the real story behind the story with the expansion, the alliance? This week, six countries joining the bloc of the bad guys, the Axis of Evil, I think was what, wasn't it, who said that? George Bush, George W. Bush, George W. Said he, the Axis of Evil comprised of, I think it was China and Russia and Iran, right? Wasn't that the Axis of Evil, or was there somebody else in it? I forget. Oh, no. That was during Iraq times.
Yeah, that was the Middle East. Yeah, BRICS is really interesting for a number of reasons, not just the national security threat, but because of the threat to our economy. So this is Brazil and Russia, India, China, and South Africa that have come together.
Mm.
And they it's not new. They've been doing this since 2010. But they're choosing to operate in currencies other than the dollar at this point. And obviously that's intentional.
What's the gain?
What
do they have to gain? China's currency's gone into the tube this week because their economy's falling apart.
There are some people who think that China might be intentionally trying to bankrupt themselves in an effort to bankrupt the world. I don't know. I don't trust anything that comes
who
out
does?
Of anything.
Not
but,
to be trusted, yeah, right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know about China. Obviously, we're not there. But there have been a lot of stories that say China would attempt to make themselves economically weak just in an effort to get everybody else like in the toilet, essentially. But the BRICS nations are using currency other than the dollar, and that's really difficult because this is another way that our dollar is devalued.
But yet the dollar is stronger this week than it's been for a long time, mostly against the yen and some of these other currencies. So what would be the attraction for Saudi Arabia, for example, the big oil-producing country, to not want to trade in dollars when their number one trading partner is the United States, and we keep them in bucks, if you will?
Yeah.
What's in it for them? I don't know.
I wish I could answer those questions, but I'll tell you that one of the things, just to connect a couple of the stories that are trending this week, obviously the debate, something that was huge this week, the very first Republican debate, and Vivek Ramaswamy, who's gotten a lot of attention, has a really interesting foreign policy, not loving everything about his foreign policy, but one thing I think he is 100% right on. I think he's weak on our relationship with Israel and such, but...
And he likes to have his wife walk behind him.
What?
He likes to have his wife walk behind him.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
But one thing he's right on is the fight for India. India could be a really key ally for the United States and for the rest of the world. And we seem to be letting it slip away to China and Russia's control.
Because we have no leadership. What do you expect?
But think about it. If you could actually negotiate a deal with India, that's where all of our stuff comes from. Forget China. You start to ace out China. You get your chips. You get everything from India. They're set to do it. And this would be an incredible partner and an incredible notch of victory in the belt to try to knock down our reliance on China.
Get us a leader and we'll go from there.
But anyway, it's a good idea.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, let's stick with this a little bit, the debate. Nikki Haley was taking shots at Trump. And the problem with that is it's a waste of time. All of them, they wasted their time talking about Trump. Trump wasn't there. He got the most attention. You fell in. You got suckered in. So she says he's the most disliked politician in America. According to whom? He certainly isn't with his base.
Yeah.
So what do you gain by taking shots at him? What are any of them? Again,
well,
like
especially because she's been running as someone who said, I called President Trump. I told him I was going to run. I used to work for him. He's my friend.
Right.
This is a tightrope for a Republican candidate. You have to not alienate the Trump base of the Republican Party if you want to win. You need their support, and they are all in on Trump right now. So you need to be the candidate.
Well, they aren't really. Trump has said that he likes Scott because he hasn't been on him, and he likes Vivek McSweeney, his name is, yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is you need the voters in the party to vote for you to get you through a primary. And they're right now, by and large, concerned with Donald Trump. So you can't step all over. It's a really weird place to be. But I think the debate was very little league for me.
Hutchinson, what did he say?
He's the one that I just probably like the least. I don't think he offers much except anti-Trump. Chris Christie is all he does is mention Trump. Didn't even mention Joe Biden. Like, let's think about the ultimate prize. I think Nikki Haley, even though she said some derogatory things about Trump, I think she probably had the most surprising and strong performance. Vivek also was very strong. Mike Pence was like a bulldog, because somebody must have told him, you look too nice, act tough, but it just doesn't seem authentic. And so I think he suffers with that. And
speaking of not being authentic, is DeSantis. Right?
Ron DeSantis didn't hurt himself, but he didn't help himself. He was kind of at 500. And the one that I was disappointed with, because I love him, is Tim Scott. And it was like he wasn't even on the stage. I mean, the poor guy just got overwhelmed.
Speaking of who wasn't on the stage, Larry Elder wasn't on the stage, and he sure as heck should have been.
He should have been, and the RNC knocked him out of that.
Well, they're the same as the
DNC. And not only
knocked
him out, banned him from the spin room.
Ah, great. Okay. Anyway, I'm looking at all of these, the things. I kind of go back to Trump and his being indicted and all this stuff. You were saying there's 3 years worth of material here. And as you were saying that, I was thinking, how many trees have died?
the paperwork.
With all of this stuff.
All these people that claim to be environmentalists.
After the fact, Nikki Haley tried to make something of what went on there, I think realizing she didn't do that much in the debate, so she had a press conference, and she blasted Ramaswamy his suggestion of defunding Israel. I don't think that's too much of a – that's not a great play for somebody running the Republican primary.
Well, he explained that he doesn't want to defund it, but he's also – you know, he's running from an America First perspective, and I can understand it. I think there's an appetite for it, but Israel's a really important partner, and you can ask President Trump. I mean, Trump did more for Israel than probably any other president that we've had in modern times, at least. And
Reagan was pretty good on that.
Well, that's I'm saying modern. I actually think that Trump did more. I mean, he moved our consulate into Jerusalem, which is what he said he was going to do. But anyway, Vivek was the one that everybody hit because he is the one who has caught fire. And in most polls, you're looking at him. If he's not in third, he's in second. And so it was interesting that all the other candidates were hitting him. They were not concerned with DeSantis.
All right. That's enough of that. I think we've gone around and around with that. Let's talk about number 10 this week and what happened in Los Angeles. When Jennifer's here, I think Jay and I take a back seat sometimes because we don't get as much of her as we might like during the course of the week. So I can bring my daughter and my son into play here because they were in it. My grandson's question was, why didn't we have school? The heat wave continues. Over the middle of our country, 140 million people under heat advisories as of this weekend. Wow. Look all the way. If you look at the map, Midwest states, I have to go out to Minnesota on Monday. I wonder how hot it's going to be. My sister lives out there, and she said it was 113 the other day.
Wow.
Right. Worst, I don't know which is worse, being down in Texas, where James is at the controls in our studio. There's 110 or 11 there this week. And so that's the swath. Basically, 140 million people in our country have this weather pattern that will probably break. It looks like it'll break over the weekend. But
I don't want to brag. It's going to get hot in Southern California next week, but it was like 87 yesterday. It was so gorgeous.
Nice. Well, but September is always the warmest month of the year there.
Yeah,
so
it's
not like
it's
a surprise. Exactly, right. And so that stuff continues. All right, also on the list this week, number 5, crime, various stories.
I think you were talking about the hurricane. That's why your grandson was out of school?
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a hurricane. All you got was rain and a little bit of wind. There's nothing. That's why I decided we had enough, because there was nothing. It was one of those stories. News media, it's like the recession we're in. It's a government-made, phony, baloney recession. Well, the same is true for a lot of this weather stuff. It's a way to scare people, to get control of the rhetoric, and so what? It happened 80-some-odd years ago, and it was much worse then than it is now. For those of you who don't understand history or can't read, then that was that story. I am really getting tired, and you can hear it in my voice with the so-called news media. It isn't. We don't have a news media anymore. We've got advocacy journalism. I think these kids are even being taught Everybody's got an agenda. And teachers in school have the same thing. It's like a conspiracy of liberal minds. And I don't think, I mean, would you say that those who are on the right have the same intention if they could get the attention? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just find it annoying as much as anything else. Okay. So in the crime department, the story of this missing Arizona woman is an example of the crime. She supposedly was kidnapped in the Phoenix area by a man posing as an Uber driver. Now she apparently has been reunited with her family. But if you look at the note that was sent, it's pretty chilling stuff. And this is just another example of there's so much crime in our country. And Jennifer would tell you, especially where she is, that there's so much crime because everybody gets away with it. There are no repercussions, right? You steal, so, okay, let them go, it's all right.
No cash bail, you're arrested, and thank you, ma'am. Have a nice time doing it again.
Yeah, that's the story. Anyway, this woman that was abducted spent, was it the weekend or something with this guy? She said they stopped at a gas station, and she slipped a note to a customer. And that's how she got found out.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, it was pretty smart. So she got caught on, taken on Monday by a guy named Jacob Wilhoit. And this is whole business about, you know, we think that what's happening in the world of children being abducted and sold into slavery and sex stuff, but it's happening with adults.
It is.
Well, yeah.
So, and there's a hand signal that everybody should be aware of where you tuck your thumb into your palm and then you cover your thumb with your other four fingers, like you make a fist, but your thumb is in there, and you do it in that motion where you tuck your thumb first, and then you bend the rest of your fingers down to cover your thumb in the form of a fist. And everyone should be aware of that, not only in case they need to use it, but to watch out for if you see somebody else using it.
That's interesting. I had not heard
that.
I never heard that.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people, you can use it in a domestic relationship situation, if you are, say, on a video call, if you have been kidnapped, if you are in danger in any which way.
Wow, what a great public service.
To tell people to help.
Should we post that on our social media? A picture
of that? Yeah, we should.
Somehow? Yeah, let's do that. All right, ladies, let's pause now. 48 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
Have that flatweed shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a spot check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
After the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Normally in this time slot, Nick Miles would join us, our auto expert. But because he got involved in the weather in the Midwest coming back from some car event on the East Coast, he thought he would be on the ground in time to do this broadcast over on the west side of the country in Portland where he lives, but he's not. And he can't do this from a plane. Well, you can kind of do it from a plane. There's new technology. However, that's not the case. So I have cooked up my own. I've been left to my own devices, and I've cooked up some things. Actually, what I've done, I'm going to synthesize some of the things that are in this week's overview of what's going on in the car industry from his very website, rautoexpert.com. So we'll get to that after we listen to some explanation. This is actually an interesting survey conducted by Auto Trader. According to this survey, 92% of dog owners consider their dog their best friend. So why not think about your best friend when it's time to purchase your next car? I certainly have that. Daisy is always with me in my pickup truck. So let's see if you have a place in the sun here, according to Elizabeth Powers.
According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, 38% of U.S. households include at least one dog, and that number is expected to be on the rise.
And since dogs love to go for a ride, what should dog owners look for when it's time to find a new car? Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
Auto Trader has continued our tradition and put out the best new cars for dog owners list, and there are some great options for Fido. Our list starts with those brands that we know have a commitment to pet-friendly accessories and causes, brands like Volvo and Subaru.
And what key features make them a dog-friendly vehicle?
Durable seats are a great place to start. Look for vinyl, leather, and faux leather. Also, look for a low cargo floor, which makes it easier for your dog to get in and out of the vehicle. Even a big dog can be intimidated by a tall vehicle. There are also lots of great accessories you can purchase, like pet screens and harnesses, to keep everyone safe.
See the complete list of top vehicles for your furry friends at autotrader.com.
All right. In addition, we were talking on the Talk Radio Review about India joining this group, the BRIC group, and our need, Jennifer's idea, to have India come on board with us because, well, there's a lot of different reasons. They are in the clean air business for sure. Big money being spent over there, including buying 10,000 electric-powered buses. They have 170 cities that are under a clean air alert or dirty air alert more than anything else. So they spend $7 billion out of their economy, and they want to equip their biggest cities with electric buses. Now that that's public, you got to wonder if the all the gang in Washington will come up with the same kind of a plan to eliminate the exhaust from vehicles. That's kind of what they there are buses, there are tractors even on farms that are powered by what's called LP gas. It burns clean, doesn't leave any residual anything. But I don't know if I've ever seen a car that was powered that way. I have to ask our friend Nick about that next time he's around. So if you go to his website, rautoexpert.com, there's an interesting story about the new Rolls-Royce convertible. There's a focus on BMWs and what's new for them as they're trying to sell in Spanish-speaking countries. The Subaru gets a lot of attention because of, you know, just the fact that Subarus are very different. I find a lot of my friends who have Subarus really like them. They swear by them. And all the cars that people are loyal to, you know, we all have our loyalty, right? Some of us like General Motors cars. Some like Ford. I have mostly Ford trucks on my farm. I don't drive Ford cars, but I do drive. I've had the same Land Rover. I've had Discoveries. I've had full-size Land Rovers of the last, 35 years or so. So we all kind of get used to a brand and we stick with it. And normally the brands will tell you that if you stick with us, we'll make it worth your while. They give you more for your trade-in. They make it more attractive when it comes to financing. They do a lot of those things. So my question would be, this would be a good social media question, actually. How many of you, when you're buying cars, when you're looking for new cars, go first to the same place, to the same dealership, to the same brand that you've always had? And does that work for you? I wonder how many. I've never seen a survey. There must be. Mind me, James, to ask that question of Nick next week when he's here. Of all of the, you know, the big brands, Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, how many of you stick with that brand because you're like, or whatever the brand is, I stick with the same brand. I have Ford trucks and Range Rover cars. I have done it that way for years. They seem to appeal to what it is that works for me. All right, there it is, an overview of what's going on from my perspective in the world of cars and things that move. 59 past the hour now on the Good Day program.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.